I remember I was up in Scottsburg, Indiana, going along one day when I heard a flash come over the radio. Calling Warden William Branham, report to the hospital, wife dying, come quick, wife dying. Oh my, I took off my hat, looked up and said, Father, I've done all that I can do. You know you're tearing the very soul of your servant. But I probably tore your soul when I listened to what I did instead of listening to you. Please, don't tear my heart out of me. Won't you spare her? Let me talk to her, will you, Lord? I turned on the siren and went just as fast as I could to the city about 30 miles away. I pulled up there, threw the gun in the car and ran up to the hospital. As I came rushing in, there coming down through the hall was my old friend, Dr. Adair. He's a real doctor. He saw me and broke out crying just like a baby and turned sideways. I said, Sammy, what about it? He said, Bill, she's gone. I said, oh no, doctor, it can't be. Come with me. He started crying and said, Bill, I can't go in with you. Hope is like a sister to me. I can't go in there and look at her again. I just can't. Here, call one of the nurses. I said, no, I'll go in by myself. I walked in there and looked at her. I shall never forget it. She had her eyes closed and her mouth open. I put my hand on her and she felt real cold with perspiration. I saw that she wasn't gone yet. I took hold of her hand and said, sweetheart, do you know me? Look, honey, do you know me? I shall never forget those great big eyes, which belong to an angel now, as they opened up and looked at me. She smiled, and I just couldn't hold myself together. She motioned for me to bend down, and she said, I'm awfully weak. Why did you call me? I said, honey, I just had to say something to you. She said, I'm going, Bo. I said, oh, honey, you're not going, are you? She said, yes. A nurse came into the room and as Hope patted my cheek, she looked over to the nurse and said, I hope when you get married, you get a husband like mine. He's so good to me. Oh, friends, it just broke my heart. I said, you'll be all right, honey. The nurse just couldn't stand it and walked out. Hope began telling me about the paradise I called her from, how beautiful it looked with lovely trees and flowers and birds singing. For a moment, I thought that perhaps I shouldn't have called her. But bless her heart, she's been enjoying that place a long time now. She seemed to revive for a few moments and said, there are two or three things I want you to know. I asked, what's that? She said, do you remember one time when you were over in Louisville and you wanted to buy that little .22 rifle? I said, yes. She said, remember you didn't have the money to make the down payment? I said, yes, I remember. She said, I always wanted you to have a rifle. I've been saving whatever I could to get it. I can't do it. But when you get home, look under the paper on the old folding bed and you'll find the money I've saved up there. You'll never know how I felt when I went home and found $6 or $7 there in nickels and dimes that she had saved and pinched from here and there to get me the rifle. And she said, do you promise me that you'll get the rifle? I said, I will, honey. I bought it and still have it. I intend to keep it as long as I live. Afterwards, it will be Billy's. She continued, I want you to promise me that you won't live single. I said, oh, honey, don't talk like that. She said, no, I don't want you to be single and our children pulled from post to post. You get some real good Christian girl that will be good to the children, and I want you to get married again. I said, honey, I can't promise you that. She said, promise me. Don't let me go like this. Just a while ago, I was going over to the most beautiful land where there was no sickness, no sorrow. It was just as easy, and there was no pain. There were white beings walking at my side, taking me to my home. I heard you way down the road calling me and I came back to see what you wanted. Friends, I believe the gates of paradise were opening and she was just ready to enter.